Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode.
Good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. I'm your host, Crystal Williams, and as usual, I am just so excited to join you all each and every Monday morning. Listen, last Monday, I was unable to join you all, and thank you all for everyone who reached out to see if I was okay. But yes, I was completely fine. I just had to switch up some things in my schedule because I was on travel, and I thank God for that. And that's what I shared with people who reached out, because I'm like, what a blessing for me to even say that I was on travel. Because for you all that do know my story, you know that for some time I was unable to walk. I was learning how to walk again. Thank the Lord, I can walk again now, and I'm still in my healing phase. But I thank the Lord that I am here to just say, Hey, y'all, good morning and welcome to the Career Prosperity Call. I'm just glad I'm able to say that each and every Monday morning, even though I may be going through. I know that the Lord still has me on assignment, And so I just want to give God a hand clap of praise right now, wherever you're at. Just give God of praise right now, because God has been so good. God has been so good for each and every one of us. But you are just now joining. I just was just telling them that I missed you guys last week. But of course, I was letting them know I was on travel. And it's such a blessing to even say that. I just get all, kind of emotional even saying that, because for a while I didn't even know when I was going to be able to travel. But Here today, I can say who knows, I could be traveling to your city. Who knows, we could be going out to eat together. Who knows what God has in store, but I'm excited to just be up here this morning. So wherever you're at, give God a hand clap of praise. And God has brought us through so much. God has pulled us through so much. One of the songs I played during the praise session, the joyful jam session, was "He Came Through." God has come through for us time and time again. God has come through for you time and time again. I don't know who needs to hear this, but God has come through for you in your career. God has come through for you in your business. God has come through for you in your life. God has come through for your family members, for people that be on the job that just like don't see the end of the pathway. They're like, I'm just stuck here right now. Just know God has come through for you before. God will come through for you again. Just like one of the songs said we played earlier, if he did it before, he will do it again. God has come through for you, okay? And God will come through for you. God has come through for you. God is coming through for you. God will come through for you. Come on. Yes, he is able. God is able. Look. I don't know about y'all, but I'm happy. I'm happy to know that God is able, especially when I'm not able, when you not able, when so-and-so in the family not able. God is able. I was just talking to my husband about that earlier. The other day, I was like, let me tell you who is able. God, period. And that's just how we be talking to each other. But I was like, yes, God is able when we can't even lift a finger, when we can't even lift up a limb, when we can't even think straight about what the next step we are going to take in our career, or the next steps we're going to take in our businesses, when we can't even think straight about what the next steps we're going to take in life in general, God is able to guide us. God is able to direct us. God is able to free us, from the chains, to free us from blocked mindsets, to free us from any and everything that we may be just so depressed or bogged down about. God is able to free us. He is able to break every chain. Come on now. I don't know who needs to hear this, but every chain is going to be broken. I just feel like every chain is just breaking off right now. I just hear it right now. Every chain in your life that is holding you down, that you feel as though it's holding you down, is being broken in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Whether it's a mindset that needs to be shifted, whether it's things that's on a job that needs to be shifted, whether it's things in your business that you're just like, oh my God, Lord, help me. Where is the next check coming from? Let me tell you right now that God has it all under control this morning. He had it all under control way back when. He got it all under control right now. He got it all under control in future, in your future to come. If you're on the text messaging list, listen, you saw a nice text message come in on Friday. It said that peace is on patrol in your life. I'm going to say it again. Peace is on patrol in your life. Oh my goodness. I don't even know if y'all understand the magnitude of that. God is just showing me something to do right now. I'm going to do it. But I just want y'all to declare and decree, peace is on patrol in my life. Peace, P-E-A-C-E, peace, the type of peace that only God can give us, because the word says that God can give us peace that surpasses all understanding. So I just declare and decree right now that peace is on patrol in your life. So guys, it just led me to look up the word patrol for you, because I don't ever take it for granted that we know what those words mean in its entirety. So patrol means keep watch over an area by regularly walking or traveling around or through it. I'm going to say it again. Keep watch over an area, and this is the verb definition of patrol. And so it says, keep watch over an area by regularly walking or traveling around or through it. How many of you all know when peace is like on patrol, or when peace is watching over an area? Let that area be you, right? Let that area be you, meaning peace is watching over you. Peace is on patrol over you. Peace is watching you regularly. And do you all know that I always tell you who God is on this podcast or on this prayer call? I always tell you who God is, like that God is the great I am. He is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and all the things, right? But God is also the Prince of Peace. Ooh, the Prince of Peace. So when I say peace is on patrol in your life, God is on patrol in your life. Okay, let's just make that plain, crystal clear, right? So the word patrol, going back to the definition, God is keeping watch over an area, which is you, by regularly walking around you, walking around like your holy temple, traveling around you or through it or through you. Listen, God is always around us, patrolling us. Come on now. Peace is on patrol over your life. God is on patrol over your life. Like, just think about that phrase. Especially during the times where we don't even know up from down, left from right. We just like, oh my God, Lord, I need you to show yourself to me. And so if you're ever in a situation like that, just declare and decree that, yes, peace is on patrol in my life. I mean, God, I know you're here on patrol in my life. You're in control on my life. You're on patrol of my life. You're in control of my life. Just declare and decree that right now. When things hit you crazy this week, just be like, peace is in patrol of my life. When things hit the fan, you just like, I don't know, but I do know who know. I don't know. I'm not able, but I know who is able. What? I know God is able. So just declare and decree right now, peace is on patrol in my life. God is in control of my life. Woo! Peace is in patrol of my life. God is in control of my life. Come on now. I just wanted to share that with you, because when you declare those things out of your mouth, when you declare who the Lord is in your life, let me tell you. God will not disappoint. That's just how I gotta say it. God will not disappoint. Man may disappoint you, but God will never disappoint you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. In his word, will never return to you void. His word ain't empty. His word is not empty. His word is not empty. His word is full. And when I keep saying his word is full, I just imagine, like his word says, cup running over. His promises are going to come to you, are going to come to pass, in your life. I just declare that right now, that his promises over your life, over our lives, will come to pass in our life in Jesus' name. And that what we are praying for in this time, whether it be in our careers, whether it be in our businesses, whether it be just in life in general, that we will begin to experience the overflow of his love, the overflow of his blessings, the overflow of his favor. Come on now, somebody just put overflow in the chat for me. Overflow, overflow, overflow. I just declare and decree that it will overflow for you. We will have more than enough. Wherever we are experiencing lack right now, Lord, I just pray that you will remind us that with you, because you are our shepherd, because we follow you, there is no lack. There is no lack, but there is overflow. But there is overflow. So God, we just thank you. We just thank you for the overflow. We thank you for your promises being manifested in our lives. We thank you. Yes, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing in our lives, all that you have done, all that you will do. Lord, if you have done it before, you will do it again. So God, and you will do it even better. That's what we just want to declare and decree right now, that you don't just do it again, right? You do it better, because you are our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are the great I am. You are the King of kings, the Lord of lords. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are Jehovah Nisi. Yes, you are Jehovah. My God, yes, you are Jehovah Jireh. So God, we just thank you right now. for always coming through for us. We thank you right now for the overflow of your love, the overflow of your grace, the overflow of your mercy, the overflow of your favor all upon us right now in this very moment. God, we ask that this work week be orchestrated by you. We ask that you guide every footstep, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask that your will be done and not our will, God. We exchange our plans for your plans right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now for your protection, Lord, right now. We thank you, Lord, for dispatching your angels, Lord, to surround our front, our back, our side to side, our top and bottom, God. We ask that you bless us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that right now, wherever we may be at right now, Lord, in our life, we ask that we come into agreement for what you have for us, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just break all agreements that are not of you, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. And we come in agreement right now with who you have called us to be in the name of Jesus. Even though we may not feel like that is us or that is who you have called us to be, we come into agreement right now with it. Right now, we ask that you bless us to be bold, bless us to be courageous, bless us to be brave and to do what it is that you have called us to do in this earthly realm, Lord. Father God, right now we ask that you bless our families. You bless every vehicle right now that we are going to be traveling in. For those of us that are traveling on plane this week, for those of us that are traveling via car, look, boat, whatever, Lord, train, we ask that you bless it and dispatch your angels to surround it, protect us, give us a special hedge of protection, Lord, in this season. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a blessed and productive work week. And I will catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.